with lonely goatherd.
Soon the more the gleaming girl.
Shit my mouth and call it a Sunday.
Oh, we're recording.
Thank you, baby.
What doing?
Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Bonus improv. Joe, can we get a suggestion for our improv, please?
You sure can. Suggestion is poem.
Poem.
Did you know I write poems?
I did not, and I am not surprised.
You didn't know?
No.
Oh yeah, I like to write poems.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, you should read them sometime.
You seem like a poet. I don't know. Okay, I don't know if you want me to read them.
You hate poems?
I do hate poems for the most part.
You would like my poems.
Okay.
They're really good.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah, and I tend to write shorter ones.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should feel bad about not liking poems.
I think that...
I don't like
a lot of poems. What'd you say?
Is that uncouth?
Is that your word?
Yeah.
I really don't like a lot of poems and a lot of style of poetry, but I will find one where I'm like, I've been like moved to tears because of like a poem. So I think there is a poem for you.
What does a poem do that prose doesn't?
Well, it's just a kind of prose. It's just like structured in a different way. So I think I think when you read poetry, you're in pursuit of a feeling. You like want to connect with something. In prose, I think you more get lost in, you know? But what do I know? I got 10 poems. What if you read them? It's like, the sky is blue. Blue is a color. I have no sisters. So I have no brother.
Oh my God, I'm crying. That's really good.
It's a bad example because it's actually a really good poem. Yeah. Listeners, don't steal that.
Don't.
They can't. It's copyrighted the minute it came out of my mouth.
There's a little copyright symbol after every word that's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Whoa, look at all those big natty C's in circles.
Yeah. I don't know. I think really well-written prose is... I can get my jollies from that.
I mean, I can too, definitely. I just think... I don't know.
I think poetry is... It just lends itself to just the shittiest... Like every... Every teenage girl thinks that that's like, and it's a sophisticated, advanced way to get out her feelings or whatever. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's too much of a normies think they can do it and do it well. And
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
They can't.
I've written bad poems. I just don't publish those ones.
You shut your mouth. Where are you publishing these?
I mean, I post them. I have a poetry account. On Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
That I don't follow you on?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't think I do. I think I only follow your main account.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Wait, have you like reposted some of your...
I don't ever do that on my main account.
Yeah.
That's not myself. But okay. I think I followed... Oh, never mind. I don't want anyone to find me.
Okay.
It's a different persona. It's a chance for me to be someone else.
Yeah.
And now, improv.
Margaret, come here.
What?
I did it. I quit my job.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe it.
That's great. You've hated that job.
I know. 2 weeks ago, I entered this poetry contest.
Uh-huh.
And I won.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah, so now I don't need that stupid job anymore. I'm a poet. I'm published.
How much did it pay you?
Sit down.
Oh my God, this is exciting. Okay.
$40.
What?
Margaret, this is fantastic.
$40?
Yes, I can fill up my car once.
Susan. You that's not enough. You,
huh?
You quit a job where the company name is literally $40 an hour dog walking. That's the name of the company. You just quit 1 hour's worth of, because of 1 hour's worth of work.
It wasn't my passion. But besides, you don't understand this. Once you get published once, you're hot. Everyone wants you. I'll never have a problem again.
I don't know about that. I gotta be honest, Susan. I don't think I've ever seen a poem published one time. Where did they even get published?
The Daily Star.
Is that a real?
Of Toronto.
That's a real paper?
Yeah, it's one of the ones that you could get for free if you open the newspaper container.
So how are they going to be paying you?
I trust that the money will come.
All right.
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, I just feel okay. So free.
I think it's amazing that you got published, and that's a really big deal that they picked you out of how many different?
10.
Oh, out of just 10?
Oh, yeah. That's even more impressive, actually, because there were 9 other people.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that it was like going to be like 3,000 or something.
Well, the Daily Star of Toronto doesn't have a lot of...
Well, there's not a lot of people in Toronto.
Yeah, everything's digital these days. Also, not a lot of people like poetry.
Yeah, most people don't.
Yeah, but the ones that do, buy a lot of it.
Do they really?
Yeah, Margaret. Yeah, all hoarders, that's what's in there.
It's just poetry?
Yeah, but they never show you that on the TV shows.
No, they don't.
Yeah, poems on poems on poems. So anyway, if you need anything, I'll be up in my tower writing more poetry.
Okay, well, I mean, I hope this works out for you.
It will, and I'm going to make you a promise.
Yeah.
It's not going to change me.
Cut to 5 months later. Susan? Susan? It's Margaret.
Margaret. Oh, I didn't see you. My glasses on. Yes?
Wait, that's it? I haven't seen you in like 5 months.
This
is so weird. I've been trying to get in contact with you and been trying to, you're my best friend. I haven't talked to you in 5 months. I was worried about you. You're not responding to any of my texts or emails or... I even sent you a singing telegram. It was a clown. He came back crying.
I feel that if you really wanted to get in contact with me, you would have taken the personal ad out in the Daily Star of Toronto.
Oh, I didn't know that's how people contacted you.
Well, you know that's where I am. You know that's what I'm doing.
Well, I know. I mean, I just... Well, anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Next time, I'll do
Martha?
That.
They sent
it's Margaret. It's Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know it's Margaret.
Oh, I do apologize. You know a poet's mind.
No, I don't.
It moves. It follows. In the dark, it wallows. At night, it sings. And in the day, it rings. And in the afternoon, it touches a spoon. Oh. I'll write that down. Oh, don't cry.
No, do cry. That was beautiful.
Oh, here, I'll sign it. I just wrote it all down.
Susan, I, you promised you wouldn't let this change you. I feel like you're changed. You're different.
Maybe a little, but my life has changed. I'm a superstar. People walk in front of my building all day, and I know that they're wanting to see me.
Hey, is that Susan?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's Susan.
Hey, Craig. Hey, Paul. So, I don't know if that's their names, but...
It's not, but we're honored.
Craig and Paul know it all. I will see them in the fall. Come back in the fall, gentlemen. Well, I don't want our relationship to suffer. I'm sorry that I'm a total bitch now, but...
Your words, not mine, although I did come here to tell you you're being a total bitch now.
No, you don't have to.
Okay. God. Ugh.
Margaret?
Well, yeah?
Maybe if I just wrote you... a poem. We'd be the way we were.
Okay. I think that would make me feel better, I think.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Inspiration. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Susan, you dumb bitch.
What?
That's Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
That's Dr. Seuss.
Oh my God. I just sent that one off. Dr. Seuss.
You just what?
I just sent it off to the Daily Star of Toronto.
That is, Dr. Seuss was my great-grandfather. Are you stealing from my family?
What? No. Mine is called Green Eggs and Yams.
You stupid bitch. You stupid bitch.
If you rhyme one thing with it, you could be a poet too.
I think I'll kill you. I've got the itch.
Well, I've got a gun.
And scene.